الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting, as we learn, we try to share what we learn with our friends also. So one very important aspect is that we all have got some relationship with somebody, with somebody's son, somebody who is married, with the father of somebody. We are working for somebody, somebody is working for us, all different relationships. However, if in this relationship we displease the person that we are associated with, for example, a son displeases his father, a worker displeases his boss, wherever, the wife displeases her husband, any of these things. And after displeasing them, you go and demand a favor from them. Nobody will want to give you that favor. You have done this, you're doing so much wrong. And not only one, two things that we displease, everything we are doing wrong, everything. The worker is not coming on time, he's not coming to work. He's doing everything upside down. He causes damages in the shop. And then he asks for wages and he asks for a bonus also. Is there anyone in the world who will give that? But Allah Rabbul Izzat Qurban Jai, what Rabbul Alameen, our Rabb is, that we have displeased Allah more than the whole world can displease anyone. And Allah Ta'ala not only still entertains that we ask Him for favors and we ask Him for bonus, but Allah commands us that you must keep on asking Me. Instead of displeasing Allah Ta'ala so much, everything we do, our namaz we do wrong also. Everything we do is wrong. Our tilawat, we are so weak that if we are making namaz, if we are making tilawat, that is also so weak. But still Allah commands us, you must ask of Me. And Allah promises, I will give you. And I will give you much more than what you ask also. So we should not make the rear. We should not hold back in begging from such a Rabb. We should be always asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then of all the ulama, Allah reward them. They've written so many kitabs, they've made so many bayans. Make the adab of asking Allah. Try and do some ibadat, make namaz, make tilawat, any good. And then we ask Allah Ta'ala more. The times of acceptance are different. During those times when Allah more readily accepts du'as, make places of acceptance are different. The Haramain Sharifain, the special places, the day of Jumu'ah, the Masajid, etc. There are those special places, those special times that we ask Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Allah is that Rabb that if we don't ask Him, He becomes angry on us. Yea, in this world, anyone you ask one, two times, three times, he'll get tired also. He says, now how much? Even if the husband claims so much love for his wife, and she also asks him now this, now she asks that, now she asks that, he'll also get tired. But Allah, we can get tired asking, but Allah will never get tired giving us. And when Allah gives us, He gives us more than what we ask. He is Kareem, Alladhi yu'ti fawqa ma natamanna bihi, who gives us more than we have hope also. What our asking is much less than the hope which is in the heart. Many times we say, I can't explain what I want to say. But Allah knows what you want to say. Allah knows what is in your heart. So Allah gives us more than that also. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that great, merciful being and kind being that when we ask Him for our akhirat, He gives it to us. Because akhirat is our maqsood, Allah make it. that we understand dunya is not our object, akhirat is our object. And when we ask for dunya, Allah says, I will see if it's good for you. Many times we ask for things of this dunya which are not good for us. We don't know, maybe now it looks good, but for tomorrow it's not good. For next year it's not good. But Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So Allah, what a merciful Rabb, and how merciful Allah Ta'ala in every aspect. So as far as dua is concerned, we must not hold back at all. Make dua. Allah, yeah, in this world we ask somebody, he might help us, he might not help us. There are so many who won't help you also. But still they'll go and speak to other people. And they'll say, so and so came to me for help. And they will even, how many will make it sound that I helped him, though he didn't help him. But he will make it sound that I helped that person. But Allah Ta'ala is that being that you ask him, he won't tell anyone. That so and so came to me and he asked me for help. When we ask the creation, it is our zillat. It is our humiliation when we ask somebody. But when we ask Allah Ta'ala, it is our izzat. Allah Ta'ala honors that person who asks of Allah. And Allah puts that honor in the hearts of the creation also. If we know of somebody who gets up to Hajj time and he makes dua to Allah for 1 hour, it's that he's begging from Allah, always, what a pious man. How that he makes dua. Allah puts our izzat in the hearts of the people. And if we go and ask anyone, forget 1 hour, he'll close the door on us. He'll chase us away. He'll give us a slap in the face. Even if you ask for 1 minute, they get tired. But Allah, the more you ask him, the more happy Allah Ta'ala gets. So we must not hold back. And now is the time for dua also. The time, Juma, from the time it comes in the riwayat, between the two khutbas, which is famous, the time just before sunset, which is famous. But even the khutbah, from the time the imam comes, gets up to go to the for his khutbah, till he finishes his namaz, that whole period is qabuliyat of dua. But not with our tongue, in our heart. Because when the khutbah, namaz is carrying on, we should not move our tongue, we must listen. Fastami'u, whatever properly we should listen to it. So anyway, so there are great, great times. Then, now we are here in the month of Sha'ban. Before this was Rajab. And Nabi and Allah Ta'ala says before that, before we carry on, Shahru Ramadan, that what a month of Ramadan is coming. What a great and honorable month it is. Allah really give us tawfiq to find out. Today we find this smartphone, what and what it can do. This computer, what it can do. That gadget, technology, where technology has gone. The greatest technology is Quran Sharif. Nothing can ever match Quran Sharif. Greatest technology is the month of Ramadan. Where a person reaches, what and what he can achieve in this month, Shahru Ramadan. What a month of the month of Ramadan. Allah puts it in our hearts. As somebody explained, we are in different categories with regard to the approach of the month of Ramadan. One category are those people that Ramadan or no Ramadan, it's no difference to anyone. They don't even know that it's Ramadan. Muslim people, unfortunately in the world, and it's our duty that we try and reach all the Muslims in the world and we make them aware about the month of Ramadan, about the great values and virtues of the month of Ramadan. Others are those people who in the month of Ramadan, it makes no difference to them, and they don't look forward also to the month of Ramadan. There is no appeal for them. And then unfortunately Allah save us, those that looked at the month of Ramadan as a burden, that now we have to keep rozas again. Now we have to make Tarawih again. We have to get up for Sehri again. We look at it as Allah save us from that. And let us appreciate this great month. It is really a month that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua wa ballighna Ramadan. Let us reach the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is looking forward to the month of Ramadan, Allah puts in our hearts also. And this month is such a great month. Just briefly, a beautiful example. Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, gave is that if any government of a country have to announce that we are giving all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine, but it will start working only when the moon is sighted for Ramadan. When it is established, Ramadan is started, then it will start working. And it will stop working as soon as the moon is sighted for Shawwal, for Eid. Then that machine won't work. And it's not an automatic machine, you by hand you have to turn it. And that machine will turn out crispy notes, monetary money notes it will turn out. For example, in South Africa, from 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes we have, and you can put it on anyone you want to. Everyone will put it on 200. And all the money you print, 100% it's legal. You won't be asked where you got this money from. No tax on that money. And so everyone will just be printing money in the month of Ramadan. And it's by hand, manual, so the hand will work. And the whole month the hand will work. We won't get time for our samosas and our bhajias, our iftari, for anything. We will be just printing money all the time. And everyone will be busy printing money. Just 200 crispy notes that we are getting. So much more than that is the month of Ramadan. When Allah has given us all that we can earn the great earnings of Akhirat. And this 200 rand notes, even if we get, or $100 notes or whatever it is. But it is only temporary also. It is only for this dunya. And how many times the money becomes the cause of our sorrow and burden in this world. Whereas this what we will earn, one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies the rewards. A nafal becomes equal to a farz. A farz becomes 70 times the value. So what a great month. So we should really be looking forward to this month. Allah give us all tawfiq that we look forward to this month. As most of us are here students, we are young people, usually it doesn't really register. Usually, this is also the system of Allah, it only registers late in life. But fortunate, and there are those people, young people, that really appreciate this, even the small, young people. But Allah puts it in their heart and they appreciate the value. Allah makes us amongst those people that from our young age and throughout our life, not going up and down. Throughout our life we progress and we get the great value of deen, the great rewards of deen. Allah put it in our hearts. So anyway, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it comes in the riwayat, from the beginning of the year, which is from Muharram, 9 months before time, every year Allah beautifies Jannat for the coming of Ramadan. Such a great month is coming that Allah Ta'ala, and Allah in 1 second, how much won't Allah beautify? And how beautiful is not Jannah? Allah give us tawfiq also when we make our tilawat and we come on the ayats of the of Jannah. What ni'mat Allah has prepared there. Feehima aynani tajriyan, rivers that will flow in Jannah. Nadhakhatan, strong flowing rivers of Jannah. Fihima aynani tajriyan, fihima aynani nadhakhatan, mudhammatan. What ni'mat, la aynun ra'at, wala udhunun sami'at, wala khatra ala qalbi bashar. Read this and consider, read it in our namazes also, especially nafal namaz. Read some ayats of the ayats of Jannah. Inna lil muttaqina mafazan hadaiq. All these ayats, then this dunya thing, temptation, the sports will completely fall away from our eyes. Big lofty mansions, big incomes and investments and properties, it will just go away from us. It won't have any value. Dunya will get involved just for necessity because we have to. But our hearts, our eyes will be on Akhirat. And fortunate is that person. And Deenul Islam Allah gave us that it is the perfect way to prepare for that eternal life. And in the process our dunya's life also gets done. And whatever is away from Deenul Islam, call it a Western way of life, call it a modern way of life, call it a liberal way of life, taking life easy, whatever which is away from Islam, that is brings all humiliation, brings destruction, brings problems in our lives. All this Western way of life, as people have, what did they give us? They gave us drugs. What did they give us? Gave us alcohol. What did that way of life gave us? Gave us gambling, gave us casinos. An Islamic way of life gave you tahajjud, gave you, made your wife like a whore of Jannat in this dunya, and made your children like eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. This is what Islam gives us. But when we drift from there, we go away to all destruction for ourselves. So this month is coming. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam honored this month that from Rajab. In fact, before Rajab, he started making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab. Give us barakat in the month of Sha'ban. The month of Rajab, it appears, the highlight of Rajab is Mi'raj. And really the sum total of Mi'raj is Namaz. And this Namaz was given Allahu Akbar. Allah make us make Qadr appreciate two rakats of Namaz. What a great. And whom Allah gives tawfiq of making two rakats of Namaz. Even if it's in 2 minutes. MashaAllah, there are those people till today also. 2 rakats of Nafal, they take 2 hours to make. But even if it's 2 minutes, but what an, even if it is just the outward form of Namaz, to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala like this, to bow in front of Allah, to make sajda for Allah Ta'ala, what a great name, one sajda for Allah Ta'ala, what a great, and if the inside of it is also we realize that I'm close to my Allah, and the closest a person is to Allah, wa huwa sajid. When he is in a state of sajda, he is the closest to Allah. And Allah is the fountain source of beauty, of perfection, of justice, of kindness, of tolerance. Allah Ta'ala is so, and you think, I myself, Allah made me so close to Allah now. Direct. So Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate. So the month of Rajab, Allah let us make our namazes come right. Outward also our namazes come right. Inwardly also our namazes come right. All the postures of namaz, that we become paband regular with namaz also, and that we may try and make that effort that I'm never masbuk in any namaz. I'm there not only from the first rakat, but from the first takbir. And I'm in the masjid, not just before the farz starts, but I'm in the masjid from adhan time. MashaAllah, there are those people, when we read of our buzurgs, who long before they are in the masjid, that eagerness comes, the house of Allah. What a great, great place the house of Allah is. The malaika abound here. And in the masajid, these malaika, they honor the host of Allah Ta'ala. Allah honors the people who come to the masjid. Allah is the host, and whoever comes to the masjid is the guest of Allah. We also, in our whatever broken way, a host, a guest comes to our house, we try and receive him in the best way. Allah Ta'ala, and he has called us many times, a guest comes, but we didn't invite him. But Allah invites us with the adhan. And the adhan, loudly, and we must keep on making dua, that Allah keep our adhans always alive. Keep our masajid open. Let ibadat carry on according to the sunnah properly in the whole world. Wherever masajid are closed, wherever there are all these protocols, Allah remove it all. And let us come on the sunnah tariqah. So let us work on our namaz. The month of Sha'ban, the highlight of Sha'ban is Nisfu Sha'ban, the middle night, the 15th night, Laylatul Bara'a, the night of salvation, the night of forgiveness, the night Allah sets people, unlimited amount of people free from the fire of Jahannam, a night of ibadat of Allah. And really the sum total also of the 15th night of Sha'ban is Tawbah and Istighfar. It doesn't mean we must wait till 15 Shaban, then we make Tawbah Istighfar. Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if we are sitting in a bayan and Allah puts it in our hearts, I must make Tawbah in Istighfar. Now don't wait, I'll get up to Hajjud time, then I'll make Tawbah Istighfar. Don't wait that in Ramadan I will make. I'll go for Umrah, I'll go in Jamaat, then I'm going to change my life. At that moment, as you are sitting in your heart now, if it comes in our hearts, make Tawbah Istighfar. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazahumullah Khair used to say, as soon as a person makes Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah puts the crown of Wilayat on his heart, head. He becomes the wali of Allah. Once a person has made tawbah, At-ta'ibu min azam kama la zambala. At-ta'ibu habibullah. You have become the beloved of Allah. So now also if it's coming in our heart, I must make tawbah. And we all got gunas. And we got plenty gunas. And we make tawbah of all our gunas. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, before we get up from that gathering, if we all made tawbah, we got up as awliya from this gathering. So we should make tawbah istighfar. So anyway, Allah has given this particular night, when more particularly, we should turn to Allah with tawbah, with istighfar, and begging of Allah. And find out from the ulama, we all know also the conditions of tawbah and istighfar, to come out of the guna. Not to be in the guna and we are making istighfar. And to realize and understand and admit I was wrong. What I did, admit it. If we got that pride in us, we don't want to admit in front of the wife I was wrong. Or in front of our worker I was wrong. But in front of Allah, what pride can we have in front of Allah? Allah knows us in and out, everything. So in front of Allah, admit all our mistakes. And Allah is, He won't take advantage of us. Na'uzu billah. We tell somebody else, that person might take advantage of us. But Allah will never take advantage of us. And the more we admit to Allah, the more Allah showers His favors upon us. And then we come out of that guna. We accept that it was a guna. We determine, I won't commit that guna again. And whatever rights we have to fulfill, we got qaza'i umri, fulfill those. We have owing somebody money, we had a fight with somebody, we insulted somebody, and also very, very important that we should learn to control our tongues. Hey, people we hear, it's unbelievable, but it's happening. A fight between husband and wife, like that they show so much love, but when that anger comes, and the tongue goes out of control, they give badduas of Jahannam for the person. For your beloved, how can you give a dua, a curse that you go to Jahannam? But people, it's so common. What and what things we blurt out at that time. Therefore, our islah is also so important. What is islah? Control of the tongue, control of the eyes, control of our thoughts, to control ourselves. That we do things what we are supposed to do. We are ashraful makhlukat. We are the creation of Allah. We are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know commonly people say, when we do something wrong, you got such a big beard and you doing this. In other words, a bearded person. You got kurta. You going so many years for hajj and you doing this. How you carrying on like this? Or you're an alim and you doing this. Or you're a Sufi, you're a Tablighi, and you're doing this. You go every year, you think also that we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do wrong, we are bringing a blot on the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a great ni'mat. And really consider from time to time, if we get the opportunity, the last ahadith of Mishkat Sharif, the fazail of this ummat, what a great honor it is to be in this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tawbah istighfar. Then the month of Ramadan will come. In the month of Ramadan, it is Shahrullah, the month of Allah Ta'ala. The month of Sha'ban, try and keep as many rozas as we can. try and make tawbah istighfar as much as we can. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when we go ready into the month of Ramadan, then it will be smooth sailing. Then our rozas, if we kept rozas in the month of Shaban, not the whole month, but we got used to rozas, then roza is not a big deal for Ramadan. Otherwise, if we kept no rozas, now roza becomes a big thing just to keep roza. If we were not making tilawat and now to start reading just our one supara a day, becomes also heavy for us. But if we were in the habit, we will be able to increase easily in the month of Ramadan. All the other ibadat also. So let us also try and set ourselves up, especially our students. And many students come also and they say, why are we in the madrasa? Everything is all right. We are with our namazes, everything. But when we go home, the environment at home. And with some students come from those areas where there is only fitna all. You just step out of the house, is fitna. And today, shaitan, our arch enemy, has brought fitna right into our houses also. Right when in our bed, when we are going to sleep, the cell phone is off. And we sleep with the fitna. Instead of reading the du'as, instead of making ibadat of Allah, instead of making some tawbah istighfar before sleeping, we are watching our cell phone. And we are watching all the filth and dirt, and how sad that we fall asleep with that. With all that filth and dirt, and then we are falling asleep. And if it's a month of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala, what a deen He gave us. Everything of ours, we can make it not only deen, but the highest levels of deen. Our sleeping also. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, I'm sleeping, because وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌ وَلِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ. So I'm sleeping to get rejuvenated, to get fresh again. And why fresh? To make your ibadat again. And I want to make your ibadat properly. My mind is fresh. My body is healthy, strong. And if we sleep like that, that whole night sleep is in that top ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Normally we say in sleeping we don't gain, we don't lose. We're just sleeping. But we can make that sleeping top ibadat. When we sit down to eat, at that time make the niyat, Ya Allah, it's your command, kulu washrabu. Wala tusrifu, eat, drink, Allah's command. And Allah made that the sabab that the body gets strength. And this strength I'm going to use for your ibadat, to please you. So that eating also not only becomes an ibadat, but a very high ibadat. And a very top ibadat. So everything of a mu'min, what a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us, that everything of our lives, our children, having children, all this can become ibadat, just by a little bit. Therefore associate with ulama in the mashayikh, stay in their company, learn these few things, and just by doing just little things, we will see that our whole life will become deen, and not a deen which is difficult, which is not palatable, which is not enjoyable, but a deen which we will look forward to. And that is what is required, that our deen we enjoy, and our heart goes off dunya. All the sports, all the films, all the other filth and dirt, all this dunya's big buildings and the politics and all these things go out of, and we just develop a natural hatred for those things, and we develop a love for deen. How fortunate is not that? And Allah has offered it to us, and it is available now to us, yeah. And mashallah, there is that environment where we can acquire this. Let us not deprive ourselves, let us work towards this. It's a short life, and life is not to make big investments and big houses and beautiful gardens, all that on its plate. But Allah gave us this life to prepare for our akhirat, to enjoy the Quran Sharif. What enjoy? To enjoy Hadith Sharif, to enjoy the aqwal and ahwal of our buzurgani deen. That who these people are, na'uzubillah, what is that soccer player, who is that politician, who is that is nothing whatsoever. Our الأكابرين. And then رسول أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم, صحابة الكرام رضي الله عنه. What great personalities that a person hard just goes on. Allah give us all tawfiq and make of amal, and Allah let us appreciate Ramadan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.